101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
These are the radio blogs of Miguel Fuller and Holly O'Connor. Because it's so much easier to say it out loud than it is to type them.
Dear blog, I have a dog. That rhymed. I have a dog, and I don't talk about her too often. And I honestly think this is why. I've realized something, and it kind of makes me sad about myself a little bit. And I question myself, actually. And I'm just wondering if this ever happened to anybody else. So about, how old is she now? She's 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So back in 2010, when I got this dog, it was my now ex-husband. His prior dog had puppies. And so we got the puppy, you know, me and him got this puppy together. And we were so excited. I had never had a dog before. And I was nervous but excited. And so he assured me that he had all of the dog training tools and whatnot. Well, we get the dog. And long story short, she loves him. Like, that's her alpha. Okay. Mm. In fact, she didn't ever listen to me. So the puppy training class lady was like, you need to hand feed the dog for like a month so that she gets used to you. I was all in. I was ready and willing to do this. So I did it. And then, you know, we had a decent relationship. I feel like we cuddled and whatnot.
Aww.
And then we moved several times. Obviously, my ex-husband and I are no longer together. But that's okay because, you know, the dog stays in my house. Well, then my mom moved in. And somewhere along the line, the dog has become my mom's dog.
Ah.
Like, the dog is now, like, attached to my mom. And this is why I know this. My mom went out of town yesterday. So it's just me and the dog. And she's like, hey. Like, she keeps looking for my mom. And when she doesn't find her, then she trots over to me and just sits down and looks at me.
Now, Holly, can I tell you why your dog feels this way?
Why?
You told us that entire story, and you never said her name. You referred to her as that dog.
Well, listen, I feel like she's not mine now.
And she's not. She's gone. The fact that you have, like, almost, you were like, that dog, Nala Carroll.
Yes.
Your dog. I don't feel like.
Well, I feel like it's been so long since I actually had any part in taking care of this dog. Yikes. I don't even, she's not even mine. It's like she's a neighbor's dog and she's cute.
Holly, not everyone's meant to have an animal. Not everyone is meant to have an animal. And you just were one of those people. I mean, the dog, you're a good person.
Yeah, I guess.
And then the dog still sits next to you. It's not growling at you.
That's no, true. Well, she knows somebody got to feed her. So, it's fine. It's, you know what? That's fine. It's just my lot in life. That's okay. That's
sorry.
Fine. It's fine. It's
little
fine.
Nala Carroll. She knows what's up.
I guess so.
Dear blog, I received a message in my DMs yesterday that just came straight out of the past.
Mm-hmm.
So way back when we moved here back in 2015, I was single and mingling with all some people. And it was great. Okay. It was great. So good.
Yeah.
And then there was one person I met who we had a connection. I don't even remember what it was, but we went on a couple of dates. I thought things were moving great. And then they were quiet for a couple days, and then they sent me this long, rambling text. You know, I'm working on myself. I gotta find myself. And I'm like, well, you should not be on Tinder.
Mm.
And then that was it. And then every now and then, because I went through earlier this morning to see what our previous text messages look like. And, like, between 2015 and 2016, it would just be like a Happy Easter or Merry Christmas. And then, like, after 2016, it just all stopped.
Okay, so it was pretty surface level.
Exactly. Well, all of a sudden, I get a message in my DMs yesterday where he's like, hey, I'm coming down to visit with some friends. Do you want to have lunch? And I was thinking, what in what planet do you think that I would want to sit down and, like, chat with you? We were not friends.
Right.
We did not hang out.
What was your relationship exactly? Did you go out how many times?
Maybe two or three times, maybe.
You went out on dates?
Yes.
And after that, it kind of was like a trailing off situation.
Yeah, we didn't talk for a couple days, and then it was just boom, this long message.
And then he moved somewhere else.
Yeah, then he moved. And yes.
So no!
But I'm just like, why? Because I'm clearly, I'm just not going to respond. Is that the right thing? Because I was just, I'm like, I don't owe you anything. Like, we didn't, we were not friends.
Yeah, no. I mean, where did, where, in what DM did, I mean, you obviously don't have Tinder anymore.
Right. And so, it was my Instagram.
Okay. So are you friends on Instagram?
I guess so, from back in the day.
Yeah. Ooh.
It was just so weird. Like, why?
No, you don't owe an explanation. In, for some reason, this is probably what's wrong with me again. That's my dog Nala doesn't like me. I think it's that, you know, they probably enjoyed your company.
Mm.
And for me, I always like to respond with something like, oh, that's not going to work for me. Or something like...
It is straight to the point.
Sassy, but also polite, because that's really, I get off on that.
So basically, I should just say, well, you know, I host a big morning show in Tampa Bay, and I have lots of events going on. I don't know when you'll be here, but I'm probably be busy.
No, I wouldn't say I have a big morning show in
Tampa Bay. No, should I leave that part out?
Leave that part out, because we don't actually know how big it is.
No, we don't actually. It's probably really small.
There's like seven people that listen.
Thank you. Okay, so I just won't respond.
Yeah, don't respond. Or respond with a fun, sassy thing. Like, I love even more that there was no date listed. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm going to be busy.
Oh, my God.
That's because I'm a terrible person, I think. It's okay.
I think I might say that.
Yeah.
All right. It is 6:51. Holly, you're my devil. You realize you are my devil.
I'm sorry.
I'm literally...
You got Scotty the Body over there to be the angel.
Hello.
Someone's got to do it.
All right, it's 6:51, Holly. What is hot in Hollywood?
The royal baby has a new name, and so does Tyra Banks.
Oh.
She's changing things up. Find out what they are at 7 o'clock.
Hot 101.5.